And the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay ya, no way. Now, why don't you get a job? Sail away, no way. Now, why don't you get a job?
I used to play this song all the time every time I ever moderated debates with politicians. This is Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay as he's on his way out to an event in Pascagoula, I believe it is, or maybe Panama City.
No, it's Pascagoula.
It starts with a P. Is Pascagoula?
Okay. Yeah.
I knew it started with a P, and it wasn't Pensacola, so so there's that. Hey, coming up later today at 10 a.m., tickets will be available to buy premium seating at the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show on November 1st and 2nd, and tickets are $50 each. If you want premium seating or box seating, the general admission and blanket seating is free, so you don't have to buy tickets if you want to go to the air show. But if you do want to buy them, they'll be available at 10 o'clock here, so just in a couple hours, on naspensacolaairshow.org. So just give you a heads up with that. Olympic update here for you. The United States still leads when it comes to overall medals. The medal count, we have 31 total medals, followed by France's 26 and China's 21. But we're down on the list when it comes to golds, but we've been moving up a little bit. We just got another gold overnight. So we are now fifth place with golds, but China, man, they're dominating when it comes to gold medals. 11 gold medals. France has 8, Japan has 8, Australia 7, and we're tied with Great Britain and Korea with 6 gold medals. So even though we have the most medal counts, most of our medals are in silver and bronze. Also going on right now is sailing, men's windsurfing. I don't think I've ever watched men's windsurfing in the Olympics ever before. So that's okay. It's a new one. And this is race 11. Apparently they have 17 races going on in men's windsurfing. Okay, cool. Coming up in, here pretty shortly, we got swimming and water polo is coming up next. And then, actually, no, water polo is already wrapped up. Spain beat Serbia in water polo. So, okay. Then you've got hockey earlier. It looks like that one ended in a tie between France and Great Britain. 3-on-3 basketball. The United States got beat again. This is the women's round. So this is the second time that the women would be, I believe that's the elimination for them. And then badminton is going on right now, volleyball, hockey. So if you're interested in the Olympics, there you go. Taking a look at the tropics, we've been keeping an eye on this storm all week long here on News Radio 92.3. And there was a storm that was out in the middle of the Atlantic, and we were told way early that it was headed to Florida. And that storm track, you can't even call it a cone at this point. It's like, it's not even a cone of uncertainty. It's just there. But the storm track has it going right across Cuba. And it's just going to be heading straight across Cuba into the Gulf is what it's looking like now, which is a change from where it's been the last couple of days. Last couple of days looked like it was going to hit the eastern coast of Florida. So if it ends up going like right across the whole country of Cuba and then into the Gulf, well, then it has it turning north and headed towards Tallahassee area. Ugh. So we'll definitely keep an eye on that. By the way, it now does have a 20% chance of formation over the next 2 days and a about a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. So, yeah, we'll be keeping our eye on that whole thing for sure. Then I saw we had the Olympics in Olympics, we have boxing, and there's a bit of a controversial story going on. An Algerian boxer at the Paris Olympics won her first matchup against Italian fighter in 46 seconds.
Mm.
46 seconds. You don't usually see that with women's boxing that much. That's a quick knockout. The Italian fighter was in tears over it afterwards. And now is a bit of controversy because the Algerian boxer is a biological male. I thought they were not allowing that in the Olympics. I thought they were going to be like eliminating that aspect of like, if you're biological male, you can do it. But maybe, I guess maybe the Olympics was the one that says, well, you have to get your testosterone studied, and as long as it's or tested, as long as it's below this certain level or whatever, then it's okay, you can fight. But I'm dead set against this. I just don't get it. This is the thing when it comes to the biological male thing. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives. Then we'll come back and I'll share a little tidbit about the biological male stuff in sports.
Alrighty, this traffic on the fives is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on. We do have some very heavy backups if you're traveling northbound on Scenic Highway. That's going to be if you're approaching Hyde Park Road. Very heavy backups in that area, but no confirmation of an accident, though. Also have just some minor backups developing here and there on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. Bobby?
All right, so here's the thing with the biological male. And I've talked to people who have transgender children, and they're like, and I have empathy for them. I get it, because their kids feel like they don't fit in, and they definitely don't feel like they fit in the male sport, so they want to compete in the female sport, and because they feel like they identify that way. But I'm sorry, even if you identify that way, you're built differently. And, well, no, I have hormone blockers. No, you don't. I mean, you might have now, but you still had the advantage of being born a biological male. What is that advantage? It's just legit. It's just straight up. For example, if somebody is a bodybuilder and that bodybuilder decides they're going to use steroids to beef up and get stronger, and then they go, you know what? I'm going to get off the steroids for about a year so that I can compete in the natural competition. Do you think that person who used steroids for their whole life, except for the past year, has a better advantage than the people who've never used steroids? They absolutely do. Absolutely do. I remember when I was a personal fitness trainer in my young 20s, I always made sure I took supplements. Any supplements I sold, I made sure I took them first before I recommended them to clients. And I remember there was a product that came out on the shelves called EA. It was EA from EA Sports EA Sports is the video game. So EA Sport EAS came out with a product called Andro 6. And the idea was this was a natural way to boost your testosterone. And even when before I tried it out, I had people telling me, yeah, you take Andro 6 and you take this and this and this, and it's basically like an anabolic steroid. I was like, well, I won't recommend that to people. I'll just try it. So I tried it. Within the 3 weeks of using it, and first of all, the guide on it was like you took it 2 weeks on and then 1 week off, 2 weeks on, 1 week off. So it's called cycling. Anytime you have to cycle something like steroids, then you know that it's telling you your body can either get addicted to this or it's not good for your body to be on it for an extended period of time. So I already kind of went in like hesitant, right? Dude, in like just the 3 weeks I used it, because I did the 2 week on, 1 week off, and then I did like one more week. And then I was like, okay, now I'm not using this stuff anymore. My bench press went up so much. Like my 2 max bench press went up to well over 315 pounds, which I'd never even hit 315 before. And now I was over 315. My squats were ridiculous. I had people coming up to me at the gym going, dude, are you on steroids? I was like, why are you asking? They're like, because your shirt is like, your chest is popping through your shirt. And I was like, I don't think I'm on steroids. But after 3 weeks, I was like, yeah, I'm not using that. And I'm not recommending it to anybody because it worked too good. Like, that's too good. I got too strong, too big, too fast. Short time later, about 6 months, 7, 8 months later, is when Mark McGwire was going through his big home run hitting streak. And somebody found Andro 6 in his locker. And he goes, what? It's a natural supplement you can buy over the counter. And I was like, bull. Like, it might be natural. It might be over the counter. But you're getting a big boost over other batters, for sure. By the way, later, Andrew 6 got pulled off the market, and there was a big class action lawsuit against the company for selling it because, yeah, it was basically a steroid. So I'm sorry, it's a biological male who competes in some sort of female sport, no matter what it is. It's just like they used steroids for a period of time and then stopped using them. They had that benefit of being born a biological male. You're born stronger. You just are. And so and somebody being a boxer, you're okay hitting a woman? Like you're a POS, man. I'm sorry. that's messed up. I got a couple texts here. Bobby, Olympics is woke too. Every 4 years it gets woker and woker. Here's another text here. It says, was it on a lighter note? Isn't a man beating a woman in any form, Olympics or other, called domestic violence? Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say too. Thank you very much for saying it in a nicer way than I did. But I'm not really known for saying nice things like that. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. Oh, we're going to be interviewing Mike Wood. PPD is PIO. What is the PPD's PIO? I'm just going to be using all kinds of acronyms this morning. You just have to keep up. All right, but instead, he had a breakaway, so I'll talk about Kamala Harris instead. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
Join Claimology this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
People ask me almost every day, why are you doing this? This is Steve Stroberger. The answer is, it's time for a change. Our county commissioners are making decisions that benefit themselves, not the citizens of this county. Change, that would mean meetings open for voters' input. Decisions not predetermined by the commission before the vote. Yes, we need change. I'm Steve Stroberger. Now I would be honored to serve you, and I humbly ask for your vote.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Bobby, filling in for Andrew McKay, is he on his way over to an event? He was here earlier, so if you're just tuning in right now, you missed him, man. He already left the building, so but he'll be back again tomorrow. So you got Bobby Rossi filling in for you, and Austin, dude, Austin, man, you and I just taking over the station now.
Yeah, it seems
we're
like
doing it here this morning. Then we'll be back again this afternoon.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you mentioned it yesterday afternoon, but I'm right back on Friday morning here and then doing Friday afternoon, so on and so forth. So, yeah, we're working overtime here.
Working overtime here. So it'd be News Radio 92.3, the home for Austin and Bobby. So that's what it's turning into right now. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, by the way, give us a call or text that number, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You can listen to us on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, 98.7 HD2, and online, of course, at newsradio93.com, or download our mobile app, the News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not a ton going on from what I can see. We did have some backups on Scenic Highway if you were traveling northbound. This was going to be if you were approaching Hyde Park Road. However, that, as mysteriously as it arrived, has seemingly vanished. So there's some good news for you this morning. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up on the roads for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. Bobby?
Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom for some headlines. David?
Well, 14 people were arrested for sex trafficking at a Comic-Con in San Diego. County DA Summer Steffen says 10 victims, including a 16-year-old girl, were rescued. Law enforcement was working undercover during Comic-Con, posing as customers and then arresting suspects. France has now closed the gap in the medal count standings at the Olympics, the U.S. adding four more medals on Wednesday, continuing to sit at the top of the leaderboard with 30 medals. 5 gold, 13 silver, 12 bronze, but France now just 4 behind with 26 total. And the Federal Reserve deciding to leave interest rates.
David,
yeah.
Your count is off, man. I just get an update on that. We have 31 now. We just got a 31? Gold medal.
Ah, oh, I missed one.
We just got a gold.
Which one was that?
I don't know. I didn't keep up that much. Come on. Now you put me on the spot.
All right. Well, 31.
Oh, I think it was another swimming. It was a swimming one.
Well, thank you for the update on that. Appreciate that. And the Fed leaving interest rates unchanged. They released a statement saying that a reduction in the policy rate could be on the table, though, as soon as September.
Yeah. And when it comes to the thing is inflation is still hurting people. And so if you bring the interest rates down, the whole point of bringing interest rates down is try to encourage people to buy more. And the more people buy stuff, then the more prices are going to go up. So I don't know why you would be even considering prices to come down now. The reason is because we have a broken system. We measure our economic growth based solely on GDP growth. So GDP is gross domestic product. And so if people aren't buying things, the way we measure our economy is, our economy is not doing good. People aren't buying stuff. I was like, well, what if people are paying down debt? Nope, doesn't count. What if people are saving for college? Nope, doesn't count. What if they're saving for a down payment to buy a house so they can have a lower payment when they actually purchase a house? Nope, doesn't count. Like, saving or paying off debt does not count when it comes to economic growth and the healthiness of our economy. But so they got to figure out a way to get people to keep buying. And so their way of doing that is, let's just get people in more debt. Let's just lower the interest rates, get people to buy more stuff through getting more debt. And so it drives me bonkers. I wish we'd have some other way to measure the healthiness of our economy other than just, is GDP growing or not? So the only reason why there's even a consideration that we have to lower interest rates is because the GDP is going to be affected if people aren't buying stuff. Make sense? And it's bothersome. There was something else you mentioned, too. Oh, 14 arrested on the child trafficking. David, did you say that happened in a Comic-Con?
Yeah, it was the San Diego Comic-Con. They were running apparently a sting operation there, and 14 arrests were made during the sting operation, and it says they rescued a 16-year-old girl that was being trafficked.
Daggummit. That's at a Comic-Con. I mean, I guess that would be a pretty good place to identify people. Well,
it seems like there's always, you know, these trafficking things that pop up around the whatever big events that draw huge crowds. But yeah, Comic-Con's kind of, you know, typically it's like big sporting events, the Super Bowl and stuff like that. There's that kind of stuff always happening. You don't think about it at something like a Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of an interesting one right there. There's, well, and we've seen this happening nationwide, where nationwide there's more and more of these things happening for child sex trafficking. I saw one just came up here actually fairly locally, where there was a guy from Brooklyn, New York, who apparently came down here to Florida during a hurricane in order to have sex with a minor. And it's like, are you like, wow. It's just like, it's even happening here in our backyard. It's just hard to believe, you know? So, all right. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's going to be back again tomorrow. He just had to cut out a little bit early today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
I'm CJ Papa, the president of the New York City Firefighters Union, is furious after the Biden administration cuts a plea deal with a mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and two other terrorists.
We are disgusted and disappointed that these three terrorists were given a plea deal and allowed to escape the ultimate justice while each month three more heroes from the FDNY are dying from World Trade Center illnesses.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, 343 firefighters were among the thousands killed that day in the worst terror attack ever on American soil. The deal removes the death penalty, means life in prison behind bars for the terrorists. Former President Trump will debate Vice President Harris.
Well, Kamala, let's go. Challenge accepted. Are you ready? Let's compare our record point by point.
Speaking at that indoor rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the time and place, then the debate to be determined. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It's 78 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. A local veteran-owned business has received a big grant, which is going to help them expand their parachute manufacturing operation. Paradigm Parachute and Defense was awarded their second Industry Resilience and Diversification Fund grant yesterday.
The importance of today is the milestone that we've hit to go from a mom-and-pop business to a larger, small, veteran, disabled-owned business. The growth, the jobs that we've created in the community is huge, and being part of the community is really something that I think we strive to do here.
That is Paradigm owner and CEO Alex Alvarado, and he tells News Radio that the funding will allow them to move into a larger building, which will be more conducive to their manufacturing process. There is an update today on that tropical wave that is heading towards Florida. The National Hurricane Center says it could potentially develop into a tropical depression as soon as this weekend. The projected path currently puts it, either on the eastern Gulf Coast or on the eastern side of the Florida Peninsula. The system is currently producing some disorganized showers and thunderstorms over Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and northern Leeward Islands. The National Hurricane Center has given the system a 60% chance of development over the next week. In the aftermath of the shooting at the Wedgewood Center last week, we are starting to learn a little bit more about their security policies for subleased events. Wedgewood Community Association Vice Chair Deborah Lawrence tells Channel 3 that they do require security for any events where at least 100 people will be in attendance. They say Sunday evening's basketball game did not meet those requirements.
Sunday morning, there was a youth tournament here, and it was a lot of people, and they did have security.
And that shooting ended up happening outside of the community center at the pavilion, which is also supposed to be rented for events, but Lawrence says a lot of people use that without going through that rental process. A group was reportedly holding a dice game there when the gunshots broke out. Seven people were shot. Two young men died. Five others were hurt, including an 11-year-old child. So far, no suspects have been announced. Well, it's another tragic turn for the family of senior airman Roger Fortson. Now, he was shot to death by a now-fired Okaloosa County deputy last May, but his teenage brother has now died after a shooting in DeKalb County, Georgia, this week. Investigators say Andre Fortson was part of a group that was arguing with another group when gunshots erupted between the two groups. Andre was 16 years old. And Marco Rubio and Rick Scott calling that election in Venezuela recently a sham. The senators were part of a bipartisan team that released a statement yesterday after Sunday's election. Incumbent President Nicolas Maduro declared victory. Rubio, Scott, and the others say they believe challenger Edmundo Gonzalez actually won the election by a fair and commanding margin. They also wrote that the region's democracies must stand firm and insist on a democratic transfer of power. It is 7:35, and Austin's got our traffic on the fives.
Well, this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. David, not a ton going on the roads here from what I can see. We do have some backups if you're traveling southbound. This is going to be on Pensacola Boulevard or Highway 29. If you're approaching Diamond Dairy Road, that's a bit closer to the Bob Tyler Toyota right across from Burgess Road if you need a little landmark there. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Austin. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 40% chance of rain. Temperatures getting hot in the afternoon. Heat advisory in place. Highs near 94 degrees, feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Keeping the hot and humid forecast around on Friday with a high near 94, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 78 degrees and it is mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Barclays reported second quarter net profit attributable to shareholders of just over $1.5 billion, slightly lower than a year ago. The British lender this year kicked off a major restructuring aiming to improve efficiencies and boost profits, driving its share price 52% higher in the year to date. Shares were 2% higher upon the news. The AI Act, a landmark rule that aims to govern the way companies develop, use, and apply AI, has been given final approval by the European Commission. The legislation applies a risk-based approach to regulating AI, which means that different applications of the technology are regulated differently depending on the level of risk they pose to society. The law goes into effect today. Futures are slightly higher. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 99, the NASDAQ gained 451, and the S&P 500 up 85. That's your money now.
And it is 7:37. Your next news at 8. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard.
They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, though, filling in for Andrew as he is on his way to an event. He'll be back again tomorrow morning. And you'll catch me in Austin later this afternoon again on Pensacola Right Now. So as we run down all your news for the day in the afternoon. Yeah, we got a text here. U.S. and Russia just announced a prisoner swap. So I did see this story. Yeah, I got it from the Times of Israel early this morning that said that there was signs of an imminent prisoner exchange between Russia and the United States involving Paul Whelan, the former U.S. Marine, which, remember, that kind of became an issue when we got Brittany Griner, the WNBA basketball player.
Yeah.
When we did a prisoner swap with him, everybody was like, hey, what about Paul Whelan, former U.S. Marine that they're holding? Like, why wouldn't it? And they basically said, like, we want more for him than what the United States is willing to give. Like, they wanted us to give them, like, a terrorist, like a known terrorist in exchange for Paul Whelan. But now I just saw from The Guardian, after I got that text, that apparently it's happened. Paul Whelan, who's accused of by Russian authorities of espionage, as well as a journalist, a reporter from Wall Street Journal, Evan Gershovich, they've both been freed from Russian custody, according to Bloomberg. So, wow, that'd be pretty good. Now, I was trying to look to see, okay, who did we give up in order to, you know, get them back? And it looks like two Russian deep cover illegal spies is what it was. That's all we have so far. So, yeah, thanks for the heads up on that text. Appreciate that. Then Google's AI is under fire. Apparently, Google's AI chatbot Gemini refuses to answer questions about the Trump assassination attempt. So that's got a lot of people upset. Think, Google's trying to whitewash what's going on with Trump or something like that. Now, Google had announced previously, like a while ago, that Gemini would be limited in answering questions about the 2024 election in general. So is it something to do with that? Or stop, Google. Jeez Louise. We had these little Google boxes in the studio and it heard me talking and it starts speaking back to me. All right. So, Jim, so my first thought about this was this. AI is pretty cool. I don't know if you've used it very much, but it's pretty cool. I've used it a lot. But it's not real-time data. In fact, ChatGPT, it's like 4 months behind. So you could say, hey, what's the weather like even yesterday? And it won't know. It'll give you the answer from, like, you know, four months ago. So I suspected Google's Gemini is probably the same thing. And that's what it looks like it is. In an updated statement, a Google spokesperson said, it has been rolling out improvements to our autocomplete systems to show more up-to-date predictions. These updates will also address the anomalies some searches for the names of several past presidents and current vice president, things like that. So, in other words, it's not up to date. why'd you just say that? Because they're afraid. They don't want to say, so our AI is amazing. It's just not going to have real-time data. It's going to be old. The data is going to be old. That's really what it is. So it's not them trying to whitewash stuff. It's them just not being able to get it updated. Now, eventually, the AI will be real time. So, that'll be that way. And it says Google's AI certainly doesn't, here's the text, Google's AI certainly doesn't censor gloating for Kamala Harris. But once again, it'll have older data for it. I don't even know if Google's AI, now, I guess the question would be, if you ask Gemini, who's the lead candidate for Democratic Party, and it says Kamala Harris, then it'd be like, okay, so maybe something is going on then, you know? So I guess that would be a good question going on with that. I saw this story here that a poll came out right before Biden dropped out that asked Democratic voters, are you satisfied with your candidate? So this is not asking Republican voters or even independents. Democratic voters, are you satisfied with your candidate? Only 4 out of 10 said yes. Whoa. Yeah, I mean, that's not that big of a surprise, really, but that's still, that's pretty low. You're talking about the actual Democratic voters, like, are you satisfied with your candidate? And they're like, oh, no, we wish we had somebody else. So what is it now that Kamala is the front runner? 8 in 10 Democrats are satisfied with her. So, yep, big shift right there. They're definitely happy with her. And I thought, that's why I actually thought that RFK Jr., and I forgot the other guy's name. There was another person who was running in the Democratic primary. That's why I thought they actually might have a good chance, is because I know a lot of Democrats who were not happy with Biden. Not even talking about the dementia type issues. They just weren't happy with his performance in general. And so I really thought he was open to a primary. But no, he sailed right through the primary process. But now with him stepping down, now Democrats are satisfied with their new candidate, Kamala Harris, which I have more thoughts about that right after Traffic on the Fives with Austin.
This traffic update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more about that. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Let's see, looking at the roads here, hasn't been a ton going on so far this morning. We do have some minor backups developing on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards I-110. That's going to have you backed up pretty well past Pensacola Boulevard, but it's not the congestion itself is not too severe in slowness. The same cannot be said for Pensacola Boulevard itself if you're traveling southbound towards the Bob Tyler Toyota right across from Burgess Road. We do have some severe backups there still, yet no confirmation of an accident. Some other spots include the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway and 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards I-10. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your Traffic on the Fives. Bobby?
Joe Rogan's podcast, he had said something that people are not happy with. He warned that Kamala Harris will win. And he said, because people are giving into the BS like never before. Quote, I'm just being honest, like I could see her winning, end quote. This has got a lot of people upset, saying, you know, why would you just think she's automatically going to win? Well, Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, he was on Jesse Waters on Fox News last night. He said that he thinks the happy talk with Kamala Harris is going to end soon. And then people are going to start talking about what she's actually done. He stated, in the next 2 weeks, the happy talk is going to have to stop because someone's going to sit her down and say, let's talk inflation, let's talk border, let's talk policy on energy, let's talk policy on foreign affairs. End quote. Yeah, what about the issue that she has been horrible at retaining staff? Like, her chief of staff's quit like after 2 or 3 months of working. She gets all kinds of staffers who quit all the time. There's been a bunch of stuff about how working for her is horrible and she's like tyrant and all this other stuff, right? And so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff there, but he's wrong. Sorry, Kevin O'Leary for Shark Tank, he's wrong. He says the happy talk's gonna have to end because someone's going to sit her down and say, okay, pause right there. Who? Who's going to sit her down and say, let's talk inflation, let's talk border, let's talk policy on energy? Who's going to sit her down and say, why do you have such a high staff turnover and why there's rumors that go? Who's going to do that? She's not going to go on any of the Fox News shows where they're going to ask her that. Who's going to ask her? She's not going to come on Pensacola right now and have Andrew McKay ask her. I'm not going to ask her. Who's going to ask her this? Nobody's going to. Just like nobody asked Biden about him sniffing girls' hair when he was running. Nobody, who's going to ask her these things? Come on. No. She's protected by the mainstream media, as it was Biden, as was Obama, and she will continue to be protected by the mainstream media. So the people who go and get their information online to and see things on X and Facebook and other social media and YouTube, and maybe listen to podcasts that are like Joe Rogan's and others that at least try to think outside the box a little bit, then they'll have the information. But the vast majority of people, the vast majority of voters who don't really try to dig into these things and just don't like Trump, then they're not gonna dig into these things. So the happy talk will not have to end because somebody's gonna ask her questions, because nobody's gonna ask her questions. It's gonna be happy talk all the way to November, baby. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Here's a text. Of course they are satisfied. They'll never have a choice or a vote. Talking about 8 out of 10 Democratic voters are satisfied with their candidate now, whereas only 4 out of 10 were satisfied when it was Biden. There's another text here says, how the heck did Republicans be satisfied with their candidate? I've actually had that same question. I don't know that answer. I wish I knew that answer. I do not know that answer. All right. Here's another text says, she just needs to follow the Biden election playbook. Just read the teleprompter, no interviews. You know, there's that as well. Good point. I mean, either way, now it will be interesting to see what happens in the coming months. But you know, like, it was like 70% of Americans were unsatisfied with a Trump versus Biden scenario. That's Republicans and Democrats. That wasn't Republicans just going, I'm unhappy with Biden. That's some Republicans going, I'm unhappy with Trump. That was Democrats going, I'm unhappy with Trump, obviously, but I'm also unhappy with my candidate. So it was like 70% of Americans in a recent poll, like it was about a month and a half ago, that were said they did not like the matchup. It'd be interesting to see what happens in the coming months, whether or not that changes now that Biden's out. Will more Americans be satisfied with the matchup? I imagine it's probably might boost a little bit because Democrats seem to be happy with Kamala, but I don't know if it'll bump up that much. All right, we got to get a quick break. We come back, we got some more headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off. He had to leave a little bit early. He's headed to an event. He'll be back again tomorrow morning, and I knew I was going to get some comments about this. People going, what do you mean you don't know why Republicans are satisfied with Trump? Because we got a texter says, how can Republicans be satisfied with their candidate? And I said, I honestly do not know. I don't know why they're satisfied with their candidate. And somebody says, how do you not know why Republicans are happy with Trump? He made America better for all Americans across the board. During his 4 years, he did this while being impeached before he even was sworn in. They were trying to impeach him. Yeah, I get that. And there's a lot of good things that he did do. But when we had options, then I don't understand why you wouldn't use the options. For example, why I say I don't understand why they're so satisfied with Trump, because Trump didn't keep any of his main campaign promises. His three main campaign promises was going to put Hillary in jail or at least have her investigated. Didn't happen. Repeal and replace Obamacare. Didn't happen. Going to have comprehensive immigration reform. Didn't happen. By the way, the last two happened. People argue with me and go, that's because the Democrats blocked him. Nope. He had control of the Republican House and Republican Senate his first 2 years, and he couldn't get it done because he called the Liberty Caucus of the Republican Party traitors to the country because they would not side with him. The great negotiator, the art of the deal person, couldn't get his own party together. And instead of trying to negotiate and trying to bring him together, he name called and did all the stuff he normally does and divided his own party. Had a record number of Republicans who choose to not run for re-election because they didn't want to work with him anymore. And so he wasn't able to get his campaign promises done. He ended up, when COVID did finally hit, he ended up handling it more like a Democrat. He was about taking away freedoms and taking away personal responsibility and encouraged Governor DeSantis, encouraged Governor Kemp to close their states down when they try to reopen them up. And if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for the CARES Act, we would have been in a Great Depression. The CARES Act was an abomination, but it was needed in order to keep us from having a depression. And even before the CARES Act, Trump himself rose the debt like crazy. He was the guy who also said his fourth campaign promise was he was going to fix our finances. Instead, our finances went through the roof even before COVID. We've now hit $35 trillion in national debt, and big part of that is Trump. So why are Republicans satisfied with him? And the only thing good that he really did was through executive orders, which are not permanent, which we saw with Biden. As soon as Biden came in, boom, gone. All of the good stuff that he did. And here's the final thing. Any of the good things that Trump did, are you honestly trying to tell me that Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis, or any of those other Republicans wouldn't have done those good things too? That's what I'm talking about. There was good options on the stage that would have done all the same good things that Trump did, but they probably would have been able to get them done through the House and through the Senate and actually made them permanent changes. So that's why I say I don't understand why Republicans are satisfied with him either. It's Pensacola Morning News and headlines real quick. David, what do we got?
Well, the first U.S.-built F-16 fighter jets have made it to Ukraine. Now, Ukraine hasn't confirmed that they've made it there yet, but U.S. sources and Lithuania's foreign minister say that delivery has been made. And also, a man was arrested after apparently damaging Secret Service vehicles that were assigned to protect Kamala Harris's stepdaughter in New York. Apparently, he was trying to steal the license plates.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.